It's Country 730, The Patriot. We have Dr. Jeff Sarazen joining us, eye doctor with the Wisconsin Optometric Association. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning to you and your listeners.
We're talking about glaucoma this month, and that's something that we tend to hear a lot about, but maybe we don't know exactly what glaucoma is, if it hasn't affected us.
You know, there's about 3 million Americans affected with glaucoma, and so in my profession, we see people every day that are affected with the disorder, but not a lot of people are aware of it because it's one of those things that unless you have it, you don't pay any attention to it. The thing about glaucoma is it's one of those things that just kind of sneaks up on you. It doesn't have a lot of symptoms till it's too late, so that's why we're trying to get the message out to to people that might be listening this morning that it's important to go in and have your eyes looked at.
We hear about it often associated with older adults. Is this one of those older diseases?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Obviously, as you age, your chances of developing glaucoma increase, but really anybody over the age of 40 should be thinking about being tested for glaucoma, and that's the age where we tend to see it start in many of our patients, is right around 40 and upwards.
You said it's hard to pinpoint some of the symptoms. What are some things that you can look for that might kind of give you a clue that this is developing?
Well, if somebody has a little bit of vision loss from glaucoma, it's really too late to do much about it. So there really are truly no symptoms in most cases. Most of the time, you just kind of go in for your routine checkup, and the eye doctor will say, you know what, I see some things in your eyes that look a little suspicious for glaucoma, but there's truly no symptoms with this disorder.
And it can lead to loss of sight?
Absolutely. Yeah, worst-case scenario, you can lose a lot of your peripheral vision. We don't see that happen too often because most people at some point get the disease caught before it's too late.
So what do? You get the diagnosis. What can be done?
Yeah, glaucoma cannot be cured. It cannot be prevented, but we can treat the disorder. And so what we do in most cases is we'll prescribe some eye drops for a patient to use to maybe just lower the pressure inside their eye. It's real simple to put these drops in maybe once or twice a day to keep the disease under control. In some cases, we'll do a laser procedure depending on what type of glaucoma they might have.
Is this something that can be linked genetically?
Yeah, absolutely. Good example is my wife's side of the family. Her sister, her mother, her grandmother all have glaucoma. I see a lot of patients that have family members that come in who all have glaucoma, but it's definitely genetically linked.
Sure. And greater risks, are there certain groups of individuals at a greater risk of developing glaucoma?
Absolutely. African Americans, they're about six or seven times greater risk of developing glaucoma. So depending on race, your chances of glaucoma are a little bit higher as well.
So again, no real symptoms, but your regular yearly appointment can certainly help catch it early.
Absolutely. You know, thank goodness glaucoma is a slowly progressive disorder in most cases. So if it's caught early, it's very, very treatable. We can certainly prevent things from getting a little bit worse. But again, no symptoms. That's why we want to get the message out.
Sure. And so this being Glaucoma Awareness Month, if it's been a while, and if you're, as you said, over the age of 40, maybe a family history, get in and get it looked at by a professional.
Absolutely. Again, if you're very good points there. If you're over the age of 40, if you have a family history of glaucoma, you need to be making that appointment today to get in. Anybody else, if it's been a year or two, find an optometrist locally in your community where you can go in and have an eye exam and be tested for glaucoma.
Of course, many know where they are in the community. Maybe you're new to town. Best way to find a optometrist with the Wisconsin Optometric Association?
Absolutely. Wisconsin Optometric Association is a great place to start. They have a wonderful website. It's woa/eyes.org. They can help you to find an optometrist in your community and get you some information about glaucoma.
Very good. Again, Glaucoma Awareness Month in the month of January. Jeff, we thank you for helping to describe it a little bit more and talk about the disease and you know, how it can be treated.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy to help.
Dr. Jeff Sarazen, our guest this morning on The Patriot Country 730.